Perhaps to conclude that point, we were not talking about cheating. Yes, we ended up touching that. However, we're not saying people that are not appreciated, they will always cheat. We're just saying, first and foremost, that cheating is unacceptable. Instead of going outside to look for something that you may think is missing in your relationship, it takes more energy and it's just wiser. It's less drama, less pain, less risk to just rather ask the right question to say, ABC is missing in my marriage. How can I bring that into my marriage? What must I do to bring that into my marriage? Instead of going outside, risking your marriage for something that you think you can get outside. So appreciate one another. It's the main point being communicated here, to say attack the negative behavior of a person and give affirmation to your spouse. Remind one another that I care about you, I appreciate you. Be liberal with praise as well. You know, I like how you keep in the house together. You are organized, you are neat. I'm still lacking in that department. You are organized. I like how you do things with finances. You really have a way with money. I don't think I would have done a better job if I was more hands-on, like money in the relationship. If I was more hands-on with money in the relationship, like you see. So you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. I just like how you are with the kids, you know. Praise one another like that. Human beings are funny creatures. We will typically continue a certain behavior if we know that this behavior is appreciated. We get points, we get appreciation, we get praise, we get love. We are honored if we do this type of behavior. That itself, in itself, act as a motivator that your spouse would repeat a certain behavior if they know that you have praised them in the past, you know, for that particular thing that they may have done. You understand? We do a lot of things because of our roles. Even if we don't necessarily do them to get a thank you, we do them because it's the right thing to do. We have our own roles in marriage as spouses. However, just because the things that we do them because we love them and we are committed to our marriage, it doesn't mean that it's wrong to get a thank you, to be appreciated for those things. So yes, praise one another. I'm telling you, if you can just be practical with that, your eyes are going to open. Once you start to appreciate what God has given you, which is your spouse, once you appreciate certain aspects about them and you express yourself verbally to them, there's a blessing of God that you will get. The blessing that you will get is that of an open eyesight, where if you thank God for the things that you see in your spouse, you thank God and then you tell your spouse as well that you appreciate these things that they do, you know what you're going to do. Your eyes are even going to open even more to other things that they are doing that you may not be aware of. That's what appreciation does. That is what gratitude does. The ministry, the working, the operation of gratitude is to open your eyes some more. Once you can start to say, you know, I'm just going to be grateful for life. Let me check in my life. I don't have necessarily enough money. I'm not as powerful as I may want. Career-wise, I'm not as high as I would like. Education-wise, I'm not having the number of degrees as I would like. But generally, I say my life is It doesn't stink. It doesn't suck. You know, my life is good. I have lots of things I can be grateful for. Number one, I can be grateful for this. I can be grateful for that. I can be grateful for that. Once you start to express your gratitude just about life, the things that you have and all of that, all of a sudden your eyes starts to be opened to other things that you didn't see before you started to be grateful. You see, before you started to be grateful, those things you may not have seen, but as you continue in the path of gratitude, your eyes will just automatically open to those things. You see, so you will appreciate your spouse more if we can start this culture, this initiative of saying, I'm going to express to my spouse the wonderful things I appreciate about him or her, the things that they are doing. All of those things, many of them might be things that they are supposed to do, but I'm still going to be expressive, speak and tell them. You understand? Then you will see. You will see and come to a point where you will realize that my spouse is not that bad, really. Why? Because you start to see just how blessed you are, just how wonderful of a person they may be, because over time there are things which cloud our eyes, you know. The bad times or the disrespect or the negative side of their character, as the pressures of life sometimes squeezes us and those negative things come out of our spouses, you know, they tend to blind us and we end up saying, I could have been better off had I married that girlfriend instead of this one I married. Why did I turn that guy down? I should have said yes to that guy. Look at this guy now. What he's doing. Look at him, how he is now, how he's treating me. Look at him, how unromantic he is and all of that stuff. You know, things happen that can blind you over time. Now, God has provided a mechanism for opening our eyes in marriage to the blessedness of our spouse by virtue of them being in my life, the blessedness of their being in our life, just how enriched and blessed our lives are. God has made that mechanism available that our eyes will open to see even more wonderful things in them and about them if we can get into that habit, that culture of being grateful. So let's try it. Do say the things which the ears of your spouse would like to hear. That is being a blessing. That is nice, you know, when you can say something that goes in nicely through the ears to the heart, you know. So yeah, give us feedback. Disagree with us where you disagree with us, where you agree. We appreciate that feedback. We're helping one another. We are learning from each other. Thank you and God bless you.